got to let it go.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome back. How are we liking the new intro? How do we like it? We are delay celebrating 60 episodes. Last week made 60 episodes, and sometimes it's just kind of on that hamster wheel. And I don't realize when these milestones are happening. Like, I missed my 50th milestone, and you know, and I also missed my 1 year, which was March 4th, the actual first episode that was released, not the prelude or the introduction. But I kind of miss those moments. And this is the thing. Typically, milestones are like celebrated in 10s or in 50s or in 100s. But I make my own rules, right? We're going to make our own rules. And it's still something worth celebrating. So it's my milestone 50 plus 10. So I'm very happy about that. And making some changes, making some adjustments to the intro to the episodes and just something. So very, very excited about that. Last week, we closed up on the series, not series, about establishing your hobby, getting it going, committing to something, and integrating something new into your life that's for you, that makes you feel good. Consider me your accountability partner, and I am asking you, have you established your hobby? Have you sought after your interests? Have you done any of those things to get it going? If you haven't, stop delaying it. Let's stop putting ourselves on the back burner. Let's stop saying we're going to get to it. Let's stop making things that are important to us and a priority for us lower on the totem pole. Let's stop doing that. Because we all know when we say we're going to get to it later, that means A, we're saying that it's not a priority, and B, later may never come. Right? So in this moment, if you're feeling motivated and you're feeling inspired in this moment, go ahead and start writing down those hobbies or interests and start doing the research on it. If you have always desired to do Pilates, look up the closest Pilates class to you. See if they're offering any type of free introductory classes or anything of that sort. See if you have a friend that's interested in them and bring them right along with you, right? Let's stop with the procrastination. Let's stop with the nonsense and let's get into it. So this week we are diving into a new arena, and we're going to be talking about part of me eavesdropping. Now, we all know eavesdropping is when you are secretly listening in on a conversation and the other party doesn't really know that you're doing this. Now, the guilty culprit in this, and I want you guys to hear it very closely, because remember, we're eavesdropping here. We're going to eavesdrop on our thoughts. You're like, what? That sounds crazy. How in the world am I going to eavesdrop on my thoughts? It's my thoughts. I'm the one thinking it. It's like eavesdropping on myself. But the realism is, how often are you really listening in on what you're thinking? Now, this is not necessarily a new arena or topic that we're really diving into. In prior episodes, we talked about positive thinking, changing your environment by changing the way you think, controlling the output by changing the input. The reason I am bringing this episode to light again, because I personally just experienced feeling overwhelmed and feeling frustrated. For all those who do not know, I am on YouTube. I have mentioned this in prior episodes before, actually coming into the new years, that I will be on YouTube. However, there was a delay in some episodes. We're not giving ourselves excuses here, but my dog had puppies. Those episodes are also on there, but a lot was just kind of happening. And I had the conversation with my husband on reinventing myself and my brand when it comes to my YouTube presence. And that was very frustrating, because I had to determine, is part of me extended into the YouTube platform going to have traces of what I talk about within the podcast, which is goal setting and planning, achieving your goals, going after it? Is it going to be within that arena? Then on the other end, I'm just like, why do I want to have two different platforms that are geared towards the same thing? It just didn't make a lot of sense to me. My true passion when it came to the YouTube presence was lifestyle and vlogging. And the connection with the podcast to the YouTube channel was, as we're talking about goal setting and planning, etc., I am giving a visual presence on YouTube that is really attributing all the things that I'm saying on my podcast. And it's giving that space to display it. I'm very big on that community piece of where you're not alone. And I said in last episode about what part of me is about. And the realism of it is that sometimes we just kind of feel that we're the only ones that are dealing with certain things, are exploring certain things. You know, we just kind of feel that we're the only ones within that space. So that's what bought part of me of saying is that you are not crazy for feeling like you are living as 50 different people at one particular time. Your mom or your dad or your auntie, or you are whatever that looks like, you are always wearing that different hat. You're the cook, you're the clean, you're the this, you're the that, right? And it kind of just sometimes feels quite like, am I the only person that's doing this, right? And so that was the essence for part of me. And then that was really the foundation for separating the platform of the podcast space, the audio space, to the visual space being YouTube. So I bring this up an example because when my husband and I was having that conversation and when I was trying to figure out what the platform was going to be about and all of those different things, and me getting so frustrated and getting so overwhelmed was my thoughts. I was thinking about so many things. I was thinking about how I was going to promote it. I was thinking about what the first episode would be about. After I posted episodes, I started second guessing. I'm like, is this really, you know, really what I want my content to be about? Am I committing to this? Like, just kind of all the things that you can possibly think about when it comes to going into a space you're not familiar with can just implode you with. Just like, everything is just kind of firing off at me. And I remember as I was kind of writing things out, you know, for the YouTube platform, I'm like, okay, if we're doing this, like, what is this going to look like, Jamie? Let's get it together. I caught myself listening in on my thoughts. And it sounds really crazy to say this because you're like, again, it's my thoughts. I know what I am putting into my mind. It's like, but when you are possibly having multiple thoughts simultaneously, and I say multiple because there was numerous amount of studies where it comes to how many thoughts a human has per day. And unless it's an empirical article, I kind of shy away from whatever those numbers are. But essentially, most of the results are inconclusive because it's kind of hard to determine, like, you know, that type of data and information. But when you're considering the amount of thoughts that you have simultaneously, just like if you think about this very moment, like example for me, while I'm doing this, I'm also thinking about, okay, we have an engagement later on. I want to make sure the house is clean. I need to get this done, right? I'm also thinking about other things that's happening. However, I'm present in this moment. And so that is what was kind of happening to me. I was present in the moment of writing things down, but my thoughts were going wild and crazy. And I'm like, this is probably why you're frustrated and feeling overwhelmed, Jamie. So what I did was I kind of sat and stopped adding to those thoughts and just started kind of listening to the thoughts that I was having. And most of those thoughts that I was having was being scared. I was nervous on how my audience would be receptive to my content. I was looking at numerous videos on how to build your audience, what you should do when it comes to YouTubing, having a niche, and all these different things. And I was listening to all those different things, and it was really, 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 really clouding my genuine and authentic mind and thinking. To a point, I was like, when it came to my podcast and what I wanted to do within this platform, it wasn't very hard. I knew exactly what I wanted it to be about. I knew what my strengths were. I'm like, this wasn't very hard. But when it came to this other platform, like, this is a little bit more challenging. The realism of it is that I was allowing my thoughts to control the situation. I was allowing the overload of information that I was pulling into my system, along with my own insecurities about it, was happening. A lot was happening within that moment. And when I stopped and started listening to the things I was thinking about, and in fact, I kind of started writing them down, I was just like, this is not true. This is not true. This is definitely not true. Furthermore, I was also like, you are definitely capable of doing this and this and this other thought that you were having. I say that to say, sometimes the thoughts that you allow to just roam into your head holds no grounds and holds no type of basis of understanding on who you are as an individual. And we oftentimes don't realize the heavy impact that our thoughts can have on our physical, because it may... You may find yourself tired or fatigued or just like, you know, not in the mood to do something. You could have had all this energy at first. And then once your thoughts kind of just start going all over the place, you're just like, I just need a break from this. Like, need a break from what? Right. But the break you need is from thinking. You just need a break from just all the roaming thoughts and everything just kind of like, whoa, like hitting you at once. So at times when you're feeling frustrated or tired or overwhelmed and you can't really point it into any direct, like you can't pinpoint exactly what's causing it, kind of think about your thoughts and your way of thinking, because it may just be the things that you are internalizing that is causing this output of negative impact on your physical or your mental. So I challenge you, when I say eavesdrop on your thoughts, really pay attention to what you're thinking. Challenge your own thoughts, right? So when you're thinking these negative things or when you're thinking these, you know, outrageous things and you write them down, challenge why you're thinking that. Why did that come up? Why is that insecurity speaking loud? Is it even an insecurity? Is it even your insecurity, right? But in order for you to challenge those thoughts, you have to really know what you're thinking. So as always, I hope this episode brought some light to some things. If you were feeling in a space where your mind is just everywhere, your thoughts are just everywhere, try this tactic and see how it changes things for you. It helped me out. It kind of helped quiet those unnecessary thoughts, and the thoughts that actually had value, the things that were actually going to help me propel forward, those were the ones that remained, and those were the ones I drove heavy on those ones. You all are amazing. Thank you so much for sharing the celebration of my 60th episode with me last week. We are going to keep going to 100 and beyond. And I hope you are still there rocking with me all the way to the end. But as always, you guys are amazing. And thank you so much for being part of me.